This is KUT. A group of lawmakers with power unlike any other in Texas is meeting today. They're the members of the Sunset Advisory Commission. Their job is to look at state agencies and decide whether they should be disbanded. The commission also makes recommendations for lawmakers to fix what's broken if an agency is to live on. As KUT's Mose Bouchel reports, today the commission will look again at one agency that has managed for years to avoid such reforms.
The name of the agency is the Railroad Commission of Texas, and the Sunset Commission says, well, that's the first problem right there. That's because the Railroad Commission doesn't regulate railroads. No, it regulates the state's oil and gas industry. So the review recommends a name change. But that's just the start. Then there are the ways the Railroad Commission fails in many of its duties. The Sunset Review found the commission does not ensure public safety and environmental protection. It says the Railroad Commission keeps records so poorly that it can't show how many oil and gas violations it's found. And if companies do break the rules, they can reasonably assume they won't be penalized. Maybe most surprising, none of this is new. This is actually the third attempt at overhauling the Railroad Commission in the last 5 years. The last two times, state lawmakers failed to pass a bill mandating changes. Critics say, thanks to pressure from the oil and gas industry.
I hope third time is the charm.
Tom Smitty Smith is the head of the environmental and consumer rights group Public Citizen Texas. He supports the Sunset recommendations this year, but says they should go further. For example, the last review recommended limiting campaign contributions to railroad commissioners from the oil and gas industry.
Ann Richards had this famous saying that says you got to dance with them that brung you. And so people tend to look favorably at the people who have provided them with large amounts of campaign contributions. It's just human nature.
The suggestion to limit those contributions is absent this year. Smith wants it reintroduced. Others do not.
It's easier to file that as a separate bill than put it in this bill and have that bog down this conversation.
Larry Gonzalez is a Republican state rep from Round Rock who chairs the Sunset Advisory Commission. He says one of the reasons previous overhauls of the Railroad Commission have failed is because they were too far-reaching. This year, he wants to pass a Sunset Review bill, even if that means fewer reforms.
There is an effort now to focus in on the critical elements of mission met effectively and efficiently. Period.
Gonzalez says that includes improving reporting of oil and gas violations, but it might mean forgetting about other reforms, like that name change.
That has been a sticking point for a while. It has been one reason why the bill has failed. So I don't anticipate that really being an issue this time. I think everybody has realized, let's remove that variable and let's pass a sunset bill.
The Sunset Commission meeting starts this morning at 9 at the state capitol. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.